coming back from Europe. Very question.
Sure.
Yeah. There is a parsha in the Torah of Havoas Bikurim. And the two mitzvahs are the mitzvah of Havoas Bikurim and the mitzvah of Mikra Bikurim. And the Gemara in Gittin and Baba Basra and this sugya of Kinyan Peres, Kinyan Aguf Dami that we discussed in the last 2 days. So the Gemara assumes that one only recites Mikra Bikurim if he owns the field and he has a Shem Balam on the field. So that's what the Gemara had in Machlekes of Yechonam Eish Lakish. If someone buys a field in Eretz Yisrael, the Din of Bikurim only applies in Eretz Yisrael. So if one buys a field in Eretz Yisrael, Bizman Shah Yoivon Hoig, and he knows the field is going to be taken away from him when it comes Yom Kippur Shal Yoivon, so the Gemara considers it that the Lokeach who bought the field only owns the Kinyan Peiris, and the Kinyan Aguf on the field is still retained by the original owner, the one who by whom it was this day Achuzah. So the one who buys it is this day Mikne, not that he owns it completely when it comes Yom Kippur Shal Yoivon, it's a Havkoa. It's built into the Mechira in the first place, from the very outset. The Lokeach, the one who bought it, is this day Mikne, only owns a Kinyan Peiris on the field. And Kenyan Aguf is still retained by the original owner. That's how the Gemara understands the institution of Yoivon. It's considered a built-in clause in the Mechira. So the Gemara has a Machlekes of Yechonam Eish Lakish, whether the Kon is Sodeh there, it's Yisrael, it's Mancha Yoivon Noig, he's maybe Bikurim, because he has the right in Dini Mamanis. The Mishnah says you only may be Bikurim, the Mishnah is Bikurim, so you only may be Bikurim if legally you're entitled to the Paris. If you planted Paris in someone else's field, and it's Gigamit the Paris, and you don't have the Alpidini Mamanis, you don't have the right to the Paris, then you're not even maybe Bikurim. But even if you are legally entitled, like over here, the one who bought the Sada from the one who owned it as a Stei Akuza sells it, and now someone else owns it as a Stei Mikne. So the one who bought it has the legal rights to all the Paris that grow. But the question is, since Chayiv and Havoas Bikurim, the question is, in order to recite Mikra Bikurim, he has to be considered a Bailim on the Sada. So is he really a Bailim or not? So that's a Machlekes of Yechonam Eish Lakish. But the Kinyan Paris is Kikinya Aguf Dami. The one who has the Kinyan Paris has the Shem Bailim. That's Rabbi Yechonam's opinion. And Eish Lakish holds Kinyan Paris is Lav Kikinya Aguf Dami. He's maybe Vieno Kori. So the Gemara makes a humorous statement in Gittin Daf Mem Chesem, and Aleph Tosis quotes it over here on Pei Chesem and Beis. The Pasuk in Chumash talks about bringing Bikurim. There is an institution of bringing Bikurim. So what's Reish Lakish going to do with the Pasuk in Chumash? We pass like Reish Lakish. Reish Lakish says Kinyan Peres Lab Kinyan Aguf Dami. So it's not a problem. The Chumash only talks about Mikra Bikurim when it got it Biyush. It's the Achuza, sure. Doesn't apply to the Stei Mikne, that's not a problem. But now you have a further problem. There is a famous sugya that appears in every other Masechta and Shas, that appears in Bava Kamma, it appears in Edorim, and in Gittin, and in Erevin, and in many other Masechtas, but the Yesh Brera or Ein Brera. What's the topic of Yesh Brera or Ein Brera? Machlekes, or the Yesh Brera or Ein Brera? So the Gemara has, for example, a man dies and he has more than one son. So they're going to have to divide the Yerusha. So let's say the father has a factory in Los Angeles and he has a factory in New Jersey. And the factories are both equal in value. So one son's going to take one factory, one son's going to take the other factory, easy enough. So you have to draw lots. They both want the factory in New Jersey. But they're both worth the same. So you draw lots and you'll determine, or they'll agree amongst themselves. One is going to move to the West Coast and he'll take the one. They'll both agree without drawing lots, whatever. So the Gemara has a machlekes hatanayim and a machlekes amarayim and a machlekes arishonim had a paskin. When you say yesh breira, rein breira, ho'achim shecholku, when you have the one who died left more than one yorish and they have to divide amongst themselves. So these say Huvra Dovel Amafreya, that at the moment of death it wasn't yet determined who's going to take the factory in Los Angeles. They both live in Milwaukee. Neither lives in New Jersey nor in Los Angeles. After they're going to divide, so one is going to move to the West Coast, one is going to move to the East Coast. So they decided later. After the shiva was up, after a month or two, they decided who's going to move to Los Angeles, who's going to move to New Jersey. So these say that Huvra Dover Lamafreya, that at the time that the father died, the din of Yerusha sets in automatically. You don't have to make any kinyanim. When someone dies, so the Yerusha goes automatically to the Yerusha. So they say that this part also goes automatically, that there's no need for any further haknoa, that if they decide to leave everything with Tfusas Habayis, the Mishnah has an expression at the end of first Tfusas Habayis. Some have the gears of Tfusas Habayis. The Galatiana pronunciation is Tfusas Habayis. Most Gemaras have above Tfusas Habayis. So if they want to leave it with Tfusas Habayis, B'shutfis among the Yerushim Gezotah, leave it like that, right? So the din of Yerush only accomplished one thing, that all the assets of the Marish go to the Yerushim. But then usually they're going to divide it. They're going to take this and they're going to take that. So these say that that second half, which was not determined before the father died, wasn't determined who's going to get what. And even if one of them lives in Los Angeles, the other one lives in New Jersey, it's also not determined that he's going to take the factory in Los Angeles, he's going to take the factory in New Jersey. They have to decide about that. They can always decide fakir. He'll take the other one, he'll take the other one. So if and when they decide to split the Yerusha, so do you say that that too was included in the din that happens automatically, that the Yerusha goes to the Yorshim b'tfusas habayis, and then that this chelek that's been determined either by common consent or by drawing lots, by goyro, that he's going to get this and he's going to get that, so that also goes automatically. That also goes, it doesn't mean it's automatically Igloi Muslim Afreya, that from the minute the father died, no, they didn't decide to divide it until 2 months later. So this time that the father, the moment of the death of the Morish, so the Nechosim, the first step of Yerusha happened, that all the Nechosim go over the Yerusha, the Tfusas Abayis, to the Yerusha. And then 2 months later, the death of the Morish accomplishes that 2 months later, when it's determined Reuben's going to get A and Shimon is going to get B, that Nikan al Abba, A belongs to Reuven and B belongs to Shimon. That's all included in the din of Yerusha. Or should I say no? That's if you hold Yesh Brer. Huvra Ador La Mafreya Shem Yishor Rishayna Zer Chelka HaMagiyo Yishor Rishayna Lekar. No one holds that it's Igloi Milsalam Afreya, that there never was a Tfusis Abayis. There clearly was a Tfusis Abayis. They owned it B'shutfis till 2 months after the father died. But the Mises HaMorish should have accomplished and Mikan al Haboy after 2 months and determining who's going to get which shares, and Mikan al Haboy, the din of Yerusha accomplishes that this belongs to Reuben and this belongs to Shimon. Or should I say no, that since it wasn't determined at the time of death, so you can't say that the Mises HaMorish accomplishes something lachazman. So you have to say that you need a haknoa later. You don't need a kinyan. Nobody says that because they're shutfim, so Reuben has to make a kinyan on the factory in Los Angeles in order to be kind of up Shimon's share. And Shimon has to make a kinyan on a mice kinyan on the factory in New Jersey in order to be kind of up Reuven's share. Nobody says that. The machlokes hatanoim v'hamaroim v'harishonim is where they need a das makna. Everybody agrees they don't need for a mice kinyan. They need a haknomi dasana. What's the difference, halacha l'maisa? They both agree. 2 months after the father dies, they both make up. Reuben's going to get Soda A, Shimon's going to get Soda B, and they're both granting das. No, they're both masking. He should get that, and I should get this, and this is going to belong to me, and this is going to belong to him. Sure. And they made a chalukah, there is das. No. The shaila is the fact that Reuben keeps Soda A and Shimon keeps Soda B, is that considered a stay achuza? Or is that considered a stay mikna? If you needed a das makna, then it just became a stay mikna. If you don't need a das makna, if the din of Yerusha accomplishes that too, so Reuven for Shimon, the two Yorshim, each one owns his sada as a stay achuza. What's the difference whether it's a stay mikna, stay achuza? Big difference. Does it go back to Yovel? Who's it going to go back to? Father Gishtar? Can't go back to the father, he's not here. Who's it going to go back to? So the Gemara says, Amar Rabbi Yechanan holds Achim Shecholka Lukuchasim. He holds Ein Breira. So therefore you have to have a Haknor Midah. So therefore each one, Reuben and Shimon, own their factory, their field, whatever it is. Los Angeles and New Jersey is Chutzlort, so it's not going to go back to Yovel. So the whole topic is irrelevant. No Nafkemina, there's no Stei Achuza and Chutzlort. The whole topic, The old terminology of Stachus is Stamikna only applies in Eretz Yisrael. That was the Loesh and that was the Melitza that the Gemara had in the end of Erechen. That Karkosha b'chutz loretz ha-kimitalkal in Dabi. Means all these dinim don't apply to chutz loretz. So the nafkamina is whether machzirim zela zeh b'yovel. When it comes shnasa yovel, does he have to surrender the field or not? What do you mean surrender the field? What does that mean? So this is a question in Rishonim. What does Rabbi Yochanan mean? What does Rabbi Yochanan mean? So the Rambam learns, the Rambam paskins ein breira. There are different opinions in the Tanoim. What they did is yesh breira, ein breira. So there are different opinions in Amoraim and different opinions in Rishonim. So there's a gigantic Ran in the Dorim. Famous Ran in the Dorim is famous for the Ran Stam. People just read the Ran. They don't have to read the Gemara. The Ran quotes the Gemara, the Rashi, the Tosis, the Rambam, the Rashba. They just read the Ran. So the Ran is Stam famous on the Dorim. There's a very famous Ran, the beginning of Perek HaShut, from a gigantic Ran, takes up 75% of the page. Where he quotes the three different opinions. How do we pass them with the Yesh Brera, Ein Brera, or the Compromise Shita? So that's the accepted opinion, is the Compromise Shita. With respect to Dinim Deraisa, Ein Brera. With respect to Dinim Derabbanan, Yesh Brera. So the Rambam paskins Ein Brera. With respect to Dinim Deraisa, Ein Brera. So therefore, Ho'achim Shecholko, when they split up the Yerusha, they have a Din of Lukuches Heim. So each one owns a field, now it has the status of the Stei Mikna. Neither has the status of Stei Achuzin. Both have the status of Stei Mikna. Stei Mikna goes back to Yovel, goes back to whom? Who's the one who has the... Usually Stei Mikna goes back to the one who has got the status of Stei Achuzah. Here, the father died already. So neither of them has the status of Stei Achuzah. Who does go back to? So the Rambam says, every Yovel they swap. After 50 years, I give you back and you give me back. And after another 50 years, we trade back and forth, back and forth. And I'm going to have children, grandchildren, great-grandchildren. The Yoel and Voed is going to keep on going back and forth and back and forth. Another Rishon, huh? That happens automatically. That happens automatically. If you want, after Yoel comes and the field goes to the other fellow, so he can say, you can keep it. They can be Mavater after. You can't prevent the Yoel from setting in. Yoel happens Bal Kocho. But if the Yovel, sets in, so then I can say, I'd rather I put so much work into this hotel.
I didn't say that.
So the Rambam understands Machzirim Zelazeb Yovel, you swap back and forth. Other Rishonim say, no, the Chalukah is Kayam, that we decided that the two different factories, one's going to get one factory, one's going to get the other factory. And we draw lots all over again, just like the first time we drew lots. Let's say if the first time we drew lots, we determined who's going to get which field. Who's going to get which field. So now we'll draw lots again. So it may turn out there's a, I don't know, 50-50 chance. Not 50-50. I may turn out to get the same field that I got the first time. It may turn out that I'll get the other field the second time. Maybe yet, maybe not. So we'll see the way they're just like the first time. We were supposed to have a Goyrel. So the second time when it comes, Yom Kippur Shuyevel. So we'll have a Goyrel again. So, again. So the Gemara is bothered with Akasha. Rabbi Yochanan Lishitasai, Rabbi Yochanan holds Ein Breira. That's how we paskin Ein Breira. And because of his opinion, Ein Breira, therefore he thinks, Achim Shecholku, Lekuches Heim, and Machzirim Zalazeb, Yovel, if it's in Eretz Yisrael. So Machzirim Zela Zeh B'Yovel. So if you own a field in Eretz Yisrael B'Zman Shayovel Noig, and this field, when it comes Yovel, is going to go back, going to go to somebody else, that means that you only own a Kinyan Peres. You don't own a Kinyan Aguf. So how does the Torah say that there's an institution of Mikra Bikurim? So we raised the question before, how can you have Mikra Bikurim if you all like Rish Lakish, that Kinyan Peres doesn't have a Shem Bailim? So whoever has a stay mikna in Eretz Yisrael doesn't have a shame by him, so he can't recite mikra bikur. So that's not a kasha. We say the chumash only requires mikra bikur if it's a stay achuzah. If it's a stay mikna, there's no mikra bikur. That's not far-fetched. That's not so far-fetched. The chumash is only talking when you come to Eretz Yisrael and you have a stay achuzah. It's not talking about stay mikna. But now, if you hold Ein Breira B'Deraisa, so whenever someone dies and he leaves two Yorshim, So it's machzirim zelazeh biyavus. Even if a person has the field birusha, also he only has a kinyan peris. And also you're going to say, according to Rish Lakish, kinyan peris lafki kinyan aguftami. So you have to further restrict the institution of mikra dikurim. Arami avid avi only applies in the rare case of chad bachad ad yeshu benum. Only if the man who died only had one son, and he died, he only had one son, he died, he only had one son. There are people who have more than one son. So how can it be that you have a pasuk in Chumash, you're pushing the pasuk in the corner, that's only talking about such a rare case? So once in a while the Gemara says, we have no choice, the pasuk pushed itself in the corner. Because of halacha A, B, C, and D, you combine all of these factors together, the Gemara has an expression, the pasuk is dochik anafshei, the pasuk pushes itself in the corner, it's not our fault. Yeah, but over here, if you'll be stuck, say, you'll say like that. That the pasuk only has the institution of mikra bikurim to restrict mikra bikurim only to stay achuz and not to stay mikneh. That's not so far-fetched. All right, so the institution of mikra bikurim, that's how we pass like Rish Lakish. Hakayna saw the Eretz Yisrael is mancha yagol noig. Only has a kinyan peres. Kinyan peres love kinyan aguf dami. Balu kinyan peres doesn't have a shame balu. So he cannot recite mikra bikurim. So we limit the institution of mikra bikurim, but doesn't apply to stay mikra. But now you're going to further limit it. If you got no choice, they got no choice. So it's pushed itself in the corner. But it's very strange to say the only time the pasuk talks about the institution of mikra bikurim is if you have chad bachad ad yoshu benun. How can that be? So the Gemara says it's a lucky thing that Rabbi Yochanan happens to hold that kinyan peres is kinyan aguf, because Rabbi Yochanan happens to hold ein breira. And because he holds ein breira, this leads him to believe hachm shachok lukuchas heim umachzirim zelazeh biyoivol. So mamele, if you're not going to have a chad bachad ad yoshu benun, so the children who have the Sada Birusha only have a Kenyan parents. So the children also can't be maybe Bikoreh. So you're further limiting the pasuk. So by the coin to Rabbi Yechanan, we're okay, because even if you bought a field, even if you only have a Kenyan parents, you still maybe Bikoreh. So that's what the Gemara says. If not for the fact that Rabbi Yechanan holds that Kenyan parents is Kikinyan Aguf, and one who only has the Kenyan parents, Hakoina Sada merits his sob is Manshah Yevel Noik, is also maybe Bikoreh. If not for that, then Rabbi Yochanan would have really been stuck. He would have to limit the pasuk to the rare situation of chad bachad ad yoshu benun, which the world wouldn't have to come to an end. But that would be, the Gemara calls that, the Gemara uses the expression loy matza yada veraglov. He would be stuck. Loy matza yada veraglov. So, since Rabbi Yochanan holds kini peres kini aguf, Tama say he's okay. He said. So that's what Tosis says to Kasha. We're stuck. Because we know that the three opinions in that long run, Perek HaShutvin, whether we should pass in the Yesh Breira, Ein Breira, or the compromise sheet, and we pass in the compromise sheet, that's the Gemara, the end of Beitza, that with respect to Dinim Deraisa, we say Ein Breira. With respect to Dinim Derabbanan, we say Yesh Breira. So with respect to Dinim Deraisa, we say Ein Breira. Achim Shechokul Lukuchas Heim. So each one has only a Kinya Peres. And we pass in the Gemara, Paskins like Reish Lakish. Kinyan peres lavke kinyan aguftami. So if lavke kinyan aguftami, so the Gemara is kasha against Rabbi Yochanan, is a kasha lepsak halach. Ech matzini yidein v'ragleinu. And the Gemara's teretz doesn't work la halacha, because we don't paskin like Rabbi Yochanan that kinyan peres is maybe v'korim. So halacha lemaisa, we're stuck with the kasha. The pasuk will only apply chad b'chad ad yeshu benun. How can it be? It's very not the mashman in the reading of the pasuk. The world wouldn't come to an end if we'll restrict the din. All right, we'll say the pasuk is dochi kumuke manavshe. The pasuk pushes itself in a corner. That's the only case it's talking about. But the Gemara posed this as a question in Gittin Daf Memches. Taisus quote to Kiryom b'Sof Hashaleach, and it comes out halacha lemaisa that's the truth. How can it be? So Taisus has the famous chiddush. They say, what is the nafkamina ledina where they say yesh breira rein breira? So the Gemara has many nafkaminas. Person buys a teva wine and he wants to be Kurishim Chumas and Maisvis. It's late on Erev Shabbos in the afternoon. And he doesn't have time to go pour out the Chuma, pour out the Maisvis. He makes a Kriya Shem Ayde Breira and he'll determine which is the Chuma, which is the Maisvis after Havdol. That's the famous case, Yesh Breira and Breira. A person writes a get. He's married to two wives and he can't afford two wives. So he writes and they both wives have the same name. So he tells the sofer, write the get lezer share tzagar shana. That's a shayla brera. He wants to give the get shachas kadim misasi. It's also a shayla brera. The Gemara has various cases. So we always thought that one of the nafkaminas lalacha brera is achim shachoku, whether lukucha seva machzirim zelazeh biyoyma. That's what the Gemara says. The Tosa says that's not necessarily true. Even if you'll assume that ein brera, and achim shachoku alukucha seim, that they have to be makna, you need das makna. You need das makna, but you don't need a maisikinyan. Nobody says you need a maisikinyan, just need das makna. So maybe just because you hold ein brera doesn't necessarily mean that you follow Rabbi Yochanan's shita that machzirim zelazeh biyoyvo. That's too much. It's not machzirim zelazeh biyoyvo. The only time you machzir biyoyvo is if you give it back to the one who's going to be the stei achuza. Here there is nobody's the stei achuza. So you're not machzirim zelazeh biyoyvo. Even though ein brera, you're not machzirim zelazeh biyoyvo. That's how Taisa suggests. So in the last 10 lines of Taisis, they pose a very strong kasha, and they give you a teretz. They say, why does the Gemara have the expression there in Gittin Daf Memches, according to Rabbi Yochanan, who holds in Shas in many places, Ein Brera, with respect to Dinam Deraisa, Ein Brera. So, Achim Shacholku, Lekuchasim. So the only time you'll have maybe Bikori, that was the Gemara's kasha, the only time you can have maybe Bikori is Chad Bar Chad Ad Yeshua Benun. Such a rare case. So Tosis asks, what do you mean Chad Bar Chad? And Chad Bar Chad Ad Yeshua Benun will solve the problem. Avraham Avinu only had one son who counted. He had Yitzchak. All the others didn't get any Yerusha. Yitzchak Avinu only had one son who counted, Yankov. Esav didn't count. Yankov Avinu had 12 sons. So it's already not... And Eretz Yisrael belonged to us. Me Moshe Avi saying Me Moshe Avraham Avinu. When Avraham Avinu walked around, Kuma Salk Boras Lach Alach B'Chol Neno, he was kind Eretz Yisrael. So when we got, they didn't divide it in the days of Yishuv Benun Yesh Me'ayin. They divided. There was a Chalukah. It was a Yerusha. Everything belonged to Avraham Avinu. He died and went to Yitzchak Avinu. He died and went to Yankov. He died, went to all the Shvatim. So it's already not Chad Bar Chad Ad Yishuv Benun. So he can never have any Mikra Bikurim period. What did the Gemara say if it would have been Chad b'chad al Yeshua Benun, that would have been good, but that would be it's an okim, the pshat and the pasuk. You're pushing the pasuk in the corner. So Taisa says the kasha, there isn't even a corner to push the pasuk into. Yankov bin Adar, he had 12 shvatim. So if you hold a brera, so even if it would have been Chad b'chad al Yeshua Benun, but it wasn't Chad b'chad al Avraham Avinu, so what does it help Chad b'chad al Yeshua Benun? The Gemara has such an expression. It'll turn out the only time you have mikra bikurim is the rare case chad b'chad. Even if it would be chad b'chad, you still wouldn't have mikra bikurim because Yankov Avinu had 12 sons. So there was already ein brera there. If you hold ein brera, so the story, so the jig is up. So they never have a case of mikra bikurim. It's impossible. Never have it. The Gemara doesn't say that. That's Taisa's kasha. So Taisa's answers, no. Since the Chalukah in the days of Yeshua ben Nun was al pinavi beurim etumim bebigzeres hakasuv, so everybody agrees that on that occasion that was yesh brera. The original Chalukah, Avraham Avinu got the whole Eretz Yisrael. Then he died, Yitzchak got it. He died, Yaakov Avinu got it. Then before Yaakov Avinu went down to Mitzrayim, so they didn't make any Chalukah. Eretz Yisrael belonged to Yankov Avinu, even after he left the Eretz Mitzrayim. And then after the Gula, they came back to Eretz Yisrael in the days of Yeshua ben Nun. So that's when they made the first Chalukah. So Taisa says, since that, they never made a Chalukah. When Yankov Avinu died, they never made a Chalukah L'Shvatim. The Chalukah L'Shvatim was made in the days of Yeshua ben Nun. So that's what Taisa says. You have to say, you have no choice. You see from the Lashon HaGemara like that. Kivin Shechol Kalpi Nabi Burim Etumim Mivigzeres HaKasuv. So that was L'Chol HaDeyes. Yesh Brer. So Taisa says, and this is what ticked off the whole machlekes in the Gemara. Should I say that just like in the days of Yeshua ben Nun, there was Achim Shecholku, Yaakov Avinu had 12 sons, and nonetheless, we're not concerned about the fact that the Ein Brera, so the Duris is the same thing? Or should I say, no, that was Ohi Rosh Hashanah Pami once in the history of the world. The Chaluk in the days of Yeshua ben Nun was Alpi Novi Burim Tumim. Alpi HaGoyrol, the girl was speaking, it was Alpi Nes, Alpi HaGoyrol, Alpi. So Taisa says, that's the mocker of the Machloikis. whether yesh breira or ein breira, or on the assumption that you hold ein breira, that's the makom machlek, is whether machzirim zela zebi yovel or not. But that for sure, the chalukah, the seretz son, and days of Yeshua ben Nun, that was l'chol adei, is at that time that was for sure yesh breira. Tosis has the same in the end of Pchoris. The end of Pchoris also, the Gemara has a sugi about yesh breira, ein breira. So Tosis has the same concept over there, that the chalukah, and the days of Yeshua ben Nun, that was l'chol adei, is yesh breira. Yeah, so how did we get involved in Kinyan Peiros Kinyan Adrup Dami? Just to review again, the Mishnah Pei Zayin Amin Aleph said, Ha'eved v'ho'isha p'giyosam v'ro'a, ha'chod v'behem chayiv, v'hem sh'chod v'b'acherim p'turim. It doesn't really mean p'turim, av'l m'shamlim v'lach ha'zman, z'gar sh'o'ish, n'shtach ha'eved, chayav v'sham means they're not p'turim, they're chayavim, but they have no assets. So the Gemara is going to raise a question. The Gemara is finally going to raise the question: why every woman who's married doesn't have any assets? It's possible she has assets. So why is it such a double portion? She has no assets. So the Gemara says the rule usually is called mashukan si shukan abayl. That rule is only made the rabbanon. That's what Tosis points out in Kiddushin. Mashukan abikan rabba. That's a rule deraisa. Mashukan si shukan abayl. That's a rule derabbanon. So they don't necessarily have to go exactly hand in hand. They don't have to work all the time exactly the same. The Gemara usually puts them together as if they always go together, but Tosis suggests there's room to split between the two. So anyway, so this is the Gemara's kasha, that kol mashakon si shakon, the Mishnah says, kol mashakon si shakon abayla, so the woman never has any assets. So it happens that that din, kol mashakon si shakon abayla, is only a din derabbanan. So the Gemara has a halacha, habal shenasa matana leish dekonsa, let's say the husband, his wife just gave birth to a baby and he's so excited he wants to give her a matana. So he gives her a piece of jewelry. So this becomes nichse meluk, that the baal is echal peres. Or he wants to give her $1 million a matana. She has such a beautiful baby, gives her $1 million a matana, makes out a check. So she goes and she opens up a bank account. So the baal is echal peres. This is nichse meluk, the baal is echal peres. So the Gemara says, no, habal shenas matana lish the konsa. Why? Because the whole din that Abal Echel Peres Nichse Meluk is only a din that Rabbana. Kol Mashkan Siyashkan Abayla is only a din that Rabbana. So when the Baal gives a matana l'ishta, that's the equivalent of saying la nichali betakan to the Rabbana. He doesn't want to have the takana of the Rabbana. So the Gemara says the din is, it belongs to the Isha Vein Abal Echel Peres. So why is it such a davar barur that the woman doesn't have any assets? What if the husband once gave her a matana? So she's kind of the matana Vein Abal Echel Peres. You can have a case like that. Or the Mishlam Melech quotes from the Tur, Machlekes HaRishayim, the sheet of Rabbeinu Yeshaya is that Maisi De Ishto is Lebaila. If the woman owns money, earns money, the woman has a job, she earns money, so all the money belongs to the husband. That means if the woman does a little knitting at home, she types a couple of term papers at home, she does a little work at home. But let's say the woman is a full-time lawyer or something, and she goes to an office, a doctor, a lawyer, and she goes to an office and she practices law or medicine or something, and she makes a big fat salary, so she doesn't just sit at home and write or type things or knit, knitted yarmulkes or something. She makes big money. She makes big money. So Rabbeinu Yeshaya says, the woman goes out and she has a job and she works. That's not included in the din that Maisi Adeha is Labayla. That belongs to the Isha. So the Tur writes that Rav HaRishonim do not agree with Rabbeinu Yeshaya. So Yochad v'Rabim Malachi Kirabim. But whenever there's a Machloikis in Didi Mamanis, and there's a Miut opinion who says that I'm entitled to the money and I'm holding on to the check. So if I'm holding on, I'm Luchzok. So I can say Kimli Ke'amiut. I hold like the Rabbeinu Yeshaya. So that's the Mishlam Melech talks about that. That's famous in the Paskim, that if a woman has a job Michutz Lebeiso, and she earns a lot of money, so she can say kindly kishitas abeinu yishaya. I want to keep my money in a separate bank account. She doesn't have to surrender the money to the husband. So when the Mishnah says that every married woman doesn't have any assets, it's not 100% true. There are cases l'chol adeis that the woman will have assets. Abashanas matana liyishtoi. That l'chol adeis the woman can have assets. Oh, the Gemara has a machlek as we mentioned yesterday.
They gave it to
the husband gave it. Yeah. If someone else gives a matana to the isha al-manosha, that's a machlekes. Whether that is a means of circumventing the din? Oh no, the din still sets in, that the tanai that the person made doesn't help, and the baal is still lechel peres. We pass them that the baal is still lechel peres. Unless the Good Samaritan gave the money to the married woman, and he says that this money is for you for a specific purpose. This is specifically for buying dresses or for buying shoes. If he earmarks it for a specific thing, if he just says, Almarash ain't lebalik with shoes, but then we pass in the baal is eichel peiris. It does go to the husband. But if he specifies Almarash ain't lebalik with shoes, but then you yourself don't even have the right to use it for any other purpose, only for this specific purpose. So if he earmarked it for one specific purpose, then the baal is not kind. That's the maskonas agamar in the end of the door. So there are cases where the woman is going to have assets. So that's what the Gemara. That's why the Gemara started this whole story over here. So the Gemara tells the story that a woman was married to Rav Abba, and she didn't want her husband to yashin her assets. So she gave all of her assets to her son. What assets does she have? The nichsim maluk belonged to the wife. The nichsim tzoim barzel belonged to the husband. The nichsim maluk belonged to the wife. So she gave over ownership of the nichsim maluk. She owns the goof, and the husband has the kinyan peres, the baal is echel peres. So she gave over the assets of the nichsim maluk to her son. So then the woman died, and the sons went to a dayan, happened to be his brother, and the dayan paskin that he's entitled to the nechassim. So then the father said, "Is this legitimate? What happened to the din of baal yarishes ishtai?" So they said in the name of Shmuel that it's not legitimate. So the Gemara asked, why is it not legitimate? So if one would have held the Kenyan, if one would have held Nahamal, the wife has the, and the Ichse Malug, the wife has the Kenyan Haguf and the husband has the Kenyan Peris. So the Shaila is, if the wife only has the Kenyan Haguf without the Kenyan Peris, if the din would have been like Rabbi Yechanan, the Kenyan Peris is Kenyan Haguf Dami, so the Baal HaKinyan Peres has the Shem Balim. The Baal HaKinyan Aguf doesn't have a Shem Balim. Then the woman would not be able to be Makta the Matana. But the din is like Rish Lakish. The Gemara says, Vash the Dikaim Alon, Ki Rish Lakish. 20 lines from the bottom over here, Peches on the base. Banan Hash the Dikaim Alon, Ki Rish Lakish. The what? The Kinyan Peres is Lavki Kinyan Aguf. So the wife has the Kinyan Aguf and Hanich Simulu. So she should really have the legal right to give it over, to transfer the ownership to her son. So why did Shmuel say that it's not correct? So the Gemara says, not because of a takanas Usha. Who is Usha? Usha is the name of a city. When the Bezdin HaGadol was in Usha, the Gemara said at the end of Rosh Hashanah, Esa Golias goes to Sanhedrin. Before the Churban Baisheni, so the Sanhedrin left the Lishkas HaGozes 40 years before the Churban Abayis, and they were floating around from city to city. So one of the cities was takanas Usha. One of the cities was Usha. So they have the Holchei Usha. After the first daf in Cheskel Shabbat, the whole Yusha made a few takonis. So this is one of the takonis. What kind of takon is that? So Rashi explains over here. Rashi uses the expression. It's from the Gemara. The Chachamim strengthened. They were ma'alein. Almur Rabbanon, they were machazik, the shibud of the husband. That normally, let's say my father died. So before my father died, I didn't have any ownership on my father's nechassim. I don't have the ability to sell nechassim to someone else. So even if I sell all the nechassim and then my father will die, the mechira is not going to take effect. It was a dovish la boli yoylam. But over here, by a bal yorish ishto, it's not so. It's not the same as any other yorish. Either because Abal Yorish Ishta is a din de Rabbanon, or Tosis writes in the end of Bava Basra, even if one should assume Abal Yorish Ishta is a din de Raisa, Machlekes Hatanaim, and Machlekes de Ramam and de Raivit. So Tosis writes one Lashon, it's different, Abal Yorish Ishta is different because only the Rabbanon. Then they say, no, they think it's different even if you hold that it's a din de Raisa. It's a totally different din. It's not a regular din of Yerusha. It's an irregular din. What's the nature of the din? There is a din, ein abal yorish es ishta b'roi ke b'muchza. Let's say the wife bought a lottery ticket. She bought the ticket for the Irish sweepstakes. And she dies. And after she dies, then they have the drawing. And that ticket won. So does the husband get that birusha? It never belonged to the wife while she was alive. The wife only got the mamonis after she died. So that's a Mishnah. The Ela Bal Yosha Sishta Bero Ikiba Mutsuk. He only gets Birusha what the wife had ownership on while she was alive. Or, for example, the following case. The father-in-law is still alive, and the wife dies. And after the wife dies, then the father-in-law dies. He has no sons, he only has daughters. He has this Bas Yechid, he only has a daughter, let's say. So the daughter gets the Yerusha from her father, but the daughter is not alive anymore. That's what we call it. The daughter is Yerush Bekeva. So after the daughter is Yerush Bekeva, who does it go to? So normally, when the wife has assets, and the wife dies, so it goes to the husband, doesn't go to her children. But here, since the wife's father died after the wife died before the father died. So the nechasim of her father, that's ra'ui. So the Baal doesn't get a penny of the Yerusha. It goes to her children. If she has no children, it goes to her brother. She has no brothers, it goes to the sisters. And so on goes the regular din Yerusha. The Baal doesn't get. Why? So that's what Tosfos points out, because the din of Bal Yerusha Sishtoi is irregular. It's not the same as any other Yerusha. Normal Yerusha, when the Morish dies, then the din of Yerusha sets in, calls him on, the Morish is alive. The Yerusha doesn't have any ownership at all. Here, by a Bal Yerusha Sishtoi, it's not so. The Baal has Chusei Momin on the Nichsei Meluv while the wife is alive. True, this din is only with the Rabbanon. That the Baal is Echel Peris Nichsei Meluv is only a din with the Rabbanon. But even on the level, even if one should assume that a Bal Yerusha Sishta is a din deraisa, still, there is a din deraisa that the husband has chusei mamin on nichsei ishtoi. With respect to what does he have chusei mamin? With respect to that if and when she'll die, he'll get a Yerusha. It's not, unlike any other Yerusha. While my father was alive, I didn't have any ownership in the assets of my father. I had no shaykhis at all. After the Morish dies, then the Yorshim, Barokar Davud, then the Yorshim take over. But by a Bal Yerusha Sishtoi, whether it's a din deraisa, a din derabbanan, Tosfos says could be, does make a difference. In either event, we say that on the level of the Rabbanan, we understand it very well. The Baal is Echel Peris Nichsei Meluv. So he has a Bailus, he has some exclusive moment right now, and the Rabbanan gets the Peris. Even on the level of the deraisa, that there doesn't exist such a din, that a Baal is Echel Peris Nichsei Meluv. Still, he has a schus moment in the Nichsei Yishtoi, v'negea to what? V'negea to, if she'll ever die, the nechassim will belong to him in kinyagamim. So this is only by medvar mamurim b'muchzak on the nechassim that the wife had already. But let's say she bought a sweepstakes ticket and the drawing took place after she died, or her father died after she died. So she didn't have, the wife didn't have any bailus on these assets at all. The wife's yerusha from her father, she doesn't have any chusei mamon while her father's alive. The husband has chusei mamon on the wife's nechassim. But the wife's father didn't die till after the wife died. So the wife didn't have any schusim at all on the nichsei aviha. So the Baal, you can't say the Baal had schusim on that. The only time a Baal is Yerush Eshishtoi is if he had a schus mamon on these nechasim while the wife was alive. So when she dies, the schusim mamon b'miktas that he had while she was alive, b'chaya, during the marriage, developed to become kinyan gurim. That's the whole yisod of the din. It's a Mishnah. Ein abal yerusha esish to beroy kima muchzer. It's a Mishnah mchoris. Should have been in Yeshnai, but it isn't. It's a Mishnah mchoris. Mishnah mchoris distinguishes between roy and muchzer. When is muchzer different from roy? When is it the same? So one of the dinim that's different is ein abal yerusha esish to beroy kima muchzer. So that's what he made. Beusha hiskinu. If my father would have sold his assets while he was alive, and then when my father dies, no more assets. So there's nothing for me to yarsha. My father left the tzavo, I should get everything. Okay. My father had me and my sister. So let's say my father will leave the tzavo, I get everything. That would be the din. But then he goes and he sells everything before he dies. He sold everything, so I get 100% of zero. I get nothing. He sold everything. But the wife can't. Why? Because I have no bailus at all. I have no schusim at all on my father's nechasim. Calls man, the morish is alive. The yorish has no schusim at all. But over here, the baal is only yorish those nechasim that he had a schus mamon on while the wife was married to him. So that's what they made a takana b'usha hiskinu, that the wife has no right to sell a nechasim meluv. The baal has schus maisi yodeho. The baal has schus peris nechasim meluv. Baal has chus to get the peris nechsei meluv on the level of the Rabbanan. The Baal has on the level of the Raisi, he has a chus mamon. that he can yarshin. So midirabbanon, they took that skus mamin almor rabbanon l'shibud debal. They made it stronger, and they said that this prevents the woman from being able to sell the nechaz. The lashon atakana was uishu shemarach mirichz bul b'chay bayla umesa, and she dies. Abal motzi miyar alakuchas. It means the wife died before the husband. The wife died before the husband, and then should have said in that the bal is yarish nitzay yishtoi. The husband should yarish him, but whatever, she sold already, so at the time that she dies, she doesn't have it. So then they made a takana that she had no right to sell. What would the din be? And then the wife outlives the husband. Not like the case over here. She dies before the husband, and the husband is up for Yerusha. So then we say in such a case, she had no right to sell the Nechasim in such a way that it's going to prevent him from getting the Yerusha. Because he had a schus in the Nechasim, likishatamuas, he's going to yarsha. So that's what midirabbanan we say, almor rabbanan shibud debadir mechazik his shibud, she has no right to sell. What happens if the husband dies first? So the husband didn't, the schus imamun that he had, the likishatamuas, yirashenu, it never bore fruits. Nothing ever came out of it. The wife didn't die before the husband. So the Shulchan Aruch quotes from the Rishonim, they all quote the Yerushalmi, and in such a case, the mecher is valid. We should shemach menichs and beluk b'chayy b'aylo umeis habal. Umeis habal. So then he says, so then the sale is valid. The nichs and beluk do belong to the wife. It's not a davish lo b'ol yodam. She owns the kinyan aguf. The husband only has the kinyan peris. The wife owns the kinyan aguf. And legally, on the level of the raisa, he has the right to sell. She has the right to sell. And on the level of the raisa, if she sells, it comes out at the time that she dies, she doesn't have the assets. So the husband won't yarshin anything. So with the Rabbana, they said, part of the husband's chusim are, he has a chus in the nechasim, likishetomus, yirashena, that she has no right to sell the nechasim to prevent him from getting the Yerusha. But if it turns out lebesof that he dies first, then her selling of the nechasim is not to prevent him from getting Yerusha. He wasn't in line to get the Yerusha anyway. He died before her. So then Yerushalmi says it, the sale is valid. It's quoted in Shulchan Aruch Lavach, that if the wife sold the nechasim and he died first, then the mecher is a valid mecher. That's the takana susha. That's what Tosis points out. L'chor, the whole takana susha is only needed if you hold like Rish Lakish, if you hold like Rabbi Yochanan, that was Tosis' whole kash. If you hold like Rabbi Yochanan, the kinyan peris is kinyan aguf dami, so the husband has the kinyan peris, so that should prevent the wife from having a shame bailim to sell the nechsim uluk. So historically, why was there a need for takana susha? If Rabbi Yochanan is right, we pass like Rish Lakish. So we understand historically why the Holchei Yusha, why the Sanhedrin, when they were in the city Yusha, and the Golas of Yusha, why they made such a takana. But if the din would be correct according to Rabbi Yochanan, so why was there ever a need for, historically, why was there ever a need for takana susha? That was always a din deraisa before the days of Yusha. That's Taisa's kasha. That was the kasha all the Rishonim had. So Taisa's in different mesichtas gives various answers. Here on Peches and Beis, the Ramaskal Busha Iskinu, they give two answers. Then in Yavamas they give answers, then in Ksubas they give answers. On the side, on the margin, they refer you to the other Taisis. So the Taisis in Bava Basra, in Yesh Nochlin, where is it? Kuf, I forgot already where it is. Kuf Lam and Zion, somewhere over there. So in Yesh Nochlin, Taisis gives another answer that's very magungam, doesn't read straight. They say that even if you hold like Rabbi Yechanan, Kinyan Periske, Kinyan Aguf Dami, that wouldn't apply by the Baal B'nitzah Yishtoi. And they give some kind of a funny explanation. What does that mean? So that's what the Or Samech that we mentioned yesterday, the Or Samech in Perek Beis and Luchas Ratzech explains, that Tosis meant to say that the Baal doesn't even have a Kinyan Peris in the Nitzah Mulu. Tosis over there in Baba Basra is suggesting that the Baal only has the Schus Peris, not the same as Kinyan Peris. Kinyan Peris means I own the Deka Le Peirosa. Schus peiris is like a seicher. It doesn't have a kinyan peiris. It just has a schus. Schus etashmisha. The husband. That was one suggestion that Tosis made in the end of Bava Basra. That the Baal b'nichsei muluk shalish doesn't even have a kinyan peiris. He only has a schus peiris. Yeah. But the Pashtus is that's against our sugya. Our sugya talks on the next daf, on Peites on the base, and daf Sadek and Al. The Gemara was talking about the Yoma Yomayim, or the Gemara was talking about the din of Yotze B'Shem B'Yayin. So the Gemara talks about the Baal B'Nichse Muluk Shalish, that the Baal has the Kinyan Peres, Nisha has the Kinyan Aguf, and it's the regular Machloikas, but the Kinyan Peres Kinyan Aguf Dom. So the simple reading of our whole sugya, and our daf also daf, Peichesam B'Base, Peitesam B'Base, Sadek and Malf, the whole sugya over here contradicts that. Tosfos makes such a suggestion, the other sugyas hold like that. Maybe other sugyas think like that. But the Baal doesn't even have Kinyan Peres. He has less. He only has Eschus Peres. Like we said yesterday in connection with the Marit Balgazi, he said that the Secher has a Kinyan Peres. The Shaila whether the Chotzer Haschur Lacherim is kind of Dovish Al Hefka on behalf of the landlord, on behalf of the tenants. So he said it should depend on the Shaila whether Kinyan Peres Kinyan Aguf Dami or not. So we said that it's not correct that a tenant, Bisman HaGemara, didn't have a Kinyan Peres. He just has a Schus Peres. It's less, lower than a Kinyan Peres. So this is the famous Tosfos, Bulusha Hiskina. Yeah, we suggested another Teretz on Tosfos Kasha, some of the Shonim answer, that once in a long while, the word Hiskinu in the Gemara doesn't mean a Takonim of the Rabbanon, sometimes it means Dorash Ve'Hiskin. They publicized the Din Deraisa. So here also, they publicize the Din Deraisa that Kinyan Peres ki Kinyan Aguf Dami, and that's what prevents the wife from selling the Nichsim Aguf. Yeah, but most of the Balei HaTosfos didn't say that Teretz. Some of the Rishonim say that Teretz. We had that a few times already. That a Takana doesn't always mean a Takana de Rabbanon. Tosfos claims Hillel Hiskin Pruzbul. So the Tosfos in Gittin suggests that Pruzbul is a Din Deraisa. What was Hillel Hiskin? He publicized, he made it popular. Until the days of Hillel, it wasn't well known, like most of the Shulchan Aruch was not well known. And he wanted all the Balabatim to know this Kula. Usually we don't like to be in Mepharsim Kulas. The Balabatim know on their own all the Kulas. So there's no mitzvah Lepharsim, but over here, because he saw that the people Nimno Milahalos, the people are not lending money, and they're in violation of what it says in the Chumash. Korvish Nasa Sheves Nasa Shmita, V'roi Inchav Yachicho Evyon. And they don't want to lend out any money. So Hillel was Mepharsim that there's a Din Daraisa Pruzim. That's an unusual shita. Most of the Rishonim hold that Pruzbul is only with the Rabban. Tosfos in Gittin hold that Pruzbul is Deraisa. So other things in the Gemara called Takonis, they're also Dinim Deraisa. The Gemara here talks about, uses the word Ksuba with three different meanings. That's the bottom Tosfos. In our text of the Ksuba, there are three different parts. Not the same three parts that the Tosfos is talking about here. In our Ksuba, we have the Iker Ksuba, which is mana masayim. If the girl is getting married for the first time, she gets masayim zuz. There are 4 zuzim in a shekel, 4 zuzim in a sela. So masayim zuz is the equivalent of 50 shkolim. Where do they get this number 50 shkolim, 50 sloy? That's oinis mafata. It says in the Chumash, if someone is ma'anis mafata, naira besula, so then he has to pay kesef yishkol kemohar habesulas. He pays 50 shkolim, the going rate for regular ksubas besulam. So some of the Tanaim are of the opinion that ksuba is their ice. It's recorded in the Chumash. Kesef Yishkol Kumar Absulas. You see that ksuba is their ice. And most of the Tanaim are of the opinion that ksuba is lab their ice. Aye, but it's a pasuk in Chumash. The pasuk mentions that there was such a practice. That was the minig, bisman matan tar, but not that there's a chiv to do it. There was an institution, bisman matan tar, but the Chumash is not requiring of us. The Torah says one is ma'anis and mefata a girl, so because now she's a bula, so she's never going to get what the minhag olam always used to be, that the husband would always give the wife, by the goyim also, the husband would give the wife a ksuba of 50 shkolim. So because he was ma'anis and mefata her, she's never going to get that, she's never going to get that ksuba, so that's why the Torah is ma'chai 50 shkolim. Kesev yishkol kamar absulis. So it doesn't necessarily mean that ksuba is deraisa. Yeah, how do we paskin? So most of the Rishonim paskin that ksuba is lab deraisa. The Gemara here has a lashon. The Gemara keeps on talking about the Iker Ksuba and the Tosefes Ksuba. So the Gemara refers here on Peites and Beis. Eden Efishik Ksubasim Ksuba Deraisa. Eloden Efishik Ksubasim Ksuba Deraisa. The Gemara talks about the Iker Ksuba, the Masayim Zuz. The Gemara used the expression Ksuba Deraisa. So it's Lav Dafke Ksuba Deraisa. The Rishonim say it's not to be taken literally. We pass from the Ksuba is Lav Deraisa. It means the Iker Ksuba, the main amount of the Ksuba. And then there's Tosefes Ksuba. That's what the Gemara is talking. Eden Efishik Ksubasim Ksuba Deraisa. We usually write them separately in the Ksuba. We write he married a girl, she was getting married for the first time in her life, so therefore she's entitled to Masayim Zuz, which is the same as 50 Shkolim, Kesev Yishkol and Kamar HaPsubas. And then, V'hosif Lamin Delay, Od Meir Zekuk and Kesev Sarv. The husband adds on his own $10,000. He loves her so much, he wants to show his appreciation that she's marrying him, so he adds on Tosefes Ksuba. That's what the Gemara calls, Ibn Efish Ksubas and Miksuba Derais. If there's Tosefes Ksuba over and above the Ike Ksuba. And then by us, we have a third part to the Ksuba, that's the Nichsitz and Barzal. That the husband assesses the value of all of the property, Mana de Labusha, Bishim Bushadira, Bishim Bushadiyarsa. He assesses the value of all the clothing and jewelry, golden jewelry, silver jewelry, whatever she brings in. He spells it all out in the text of the Ksuba. He assesses all of that as being worth $10,000. If it's worth more, so he should write down more. That's called Nisei Tzayim Baras. Here, the bottom Taisus with the Gemara, Taisus is talking about the different parts, different words that the Gemara calls Ksuba. Why doesn't the woman have any assets? Why can't the woman sell her Ksuba to someone else? What do you mean sell her Ksuba? She'll sell... someone will be prepared, that people are prepared to take a risk. People buy futures. So people buy all kinds of possibilities of a schus imam, and everything is worth money. So that's what the Gemara and the Tosfos are asking. Every woman has a ksuba masayim, or ksuba mana, everyone has that. So why can't she sell the ksuba masayim to someone else, for however much that's worth? And then use that money that she collects from the lakeach to pay off the nechbal whom she injured. So that's what the Tosis discusses. That the Gemara Tosis discussed that kasha. How much is the ikek subas worth? The Gemara points out that Bizmana Talmud, the Bizmana Tanoim, there were two monetary systems that were running concurrently. They had pennies, nickels, dimes, quarters, half dollars, and dollars. So we have Canadian money and American money. They both have pennies, nickels, dimes, quarters, half dollars, but they're not the same. Sometimes the American dollar is worth more, sometimes the Canadian dollar is worth more. So they fluctuate. Bizmana Tanoim, they had two monetary systems running simultaneously, which had a fixed, they had pennies, nickels, dimes, quarters, the whole Chat Gadya. But one was one-eighth the value of the other. The Kesem Tzuri, each coin, and the pennies, the nickels, the dimes, the quarters, etc., in the Kesem Tzuri system, each one of them was eight times the value of these counterparts in the Kesef Medina system. So usually the rule is, Kol Kesef Amar Bater Kesef Tzuri Vishal Devrem Kesef Medina. That's a Gemara in Kiddushin Daf Yud Beis. That's again the Gemara in the end of Becharis. The Gemara talks about Pidyon HaBen. That Oynes HaMefata Mani Chamishim Shekel Kesef Kesef Yishkel Kamor HaBesulos Pei Chamishim Shekel Kesef is Kesef Tzuri, the higher amount. Or the 100 shkolim for Moitzi Shemra is 100 shkolim, 100 sloim in Kesef Tzuri money. What about Ksuba? When you say that you pay 50 shkolim, which is Masayim Zuz, when a girl gets married for the first time, so you give her a Ksuba of Masayim Zuz. So we pass in La Halacha that Ksuba lav deraisa. So you should say this should be one of the Nafkaminas La Halacha, where the Ksuba is deraisa, lav deraisa. Ksuba is deraisa, should be Kesef Tzuri. If Ksuba is only the Rabban, it should be Kesef Medina. Because Kol Kesef Ha'amah Bator Kesef Tzuri, it shall be Rehm Kesef Medina. Whenever it's a Din the Rabbanon, then they were talking on the lower level of the money. So that's what Tosis writes, that is not so. Tosis writes over here, they refer back to what they wrote earlier on Daf Lamed Vav on the base. The Tosis here, Peites on the base. Dibra Maskaloi, so they refer back to what they wrote Lamed Vav on the base, that can't be. The whole source of the whole institution of Ksuba, but the Ksuba deraisa, lav deraisa, is based on the pasuk Kesef Yishkol Temor HaPsubas. That's talking about Oynes HaMefata. Oynes HaMefata is Kesef Amar Bateira. So that's Kesef Tzuri. So half of the Tanoim understand from the pasuk Kesef Yishkol Temor HaPsubas, you see that there's an institution deraisa of Ksuba deraisa. How much is Ksuba deraisa? 50 Shkolim deraisa, Kesef Tzuri. The others say, no, that was a minig with Mamatan Torah. The Torah is... Torah was machayev to give Oynes HaMefata money, Hamishim Shekel Kesef, because he's mafsid her, because he was boaleha, so she's never going to be entitled to get the this amount of ksuba, but it doesn't necessarily mean that this ksuba is derais or lav derais. But still, it's alluded to in the Chumash. As if it's alluded to, the Chumash speaks about 50 shkolim of kesef tzuri. So that's what Tosfos claims, that the 50 shkolim and the ksuba, the 100 zuz, 200 zuz and the ksuba, that's kesef tzuri money, that's not kesef bina. The Rosh, in fact, in the first parak in Ksubas, comes to defend the text of the ksuba that the Ashkenazim use. And all the Ashkenazi ksubas, it says, the chazi lichem v'deraisi. It says the husband is shopping himself all of his nechasim, the karka with the metatlam is meshabed all of his property to pay up the masayim zuz, the 50 shkolim, the chazi lichi midyaraisa, which you deserve on the level of the rice. So it's the chapela, we pass in ksubas lav deraisa. Why do we write the chazi lichi midyaraisa? So the Rosh says it doesn't mean that. The Rosh says in the name of the Balei HaTosis. The expression chazi lichi midyaraisa doesn't mean that the ksuba is deraisa. No. Ksuba is lav deraisa. But we mean to say that he owes a masayim zuz kesef deraisa, kesef tzuri money. She's only entitled to collect it midirabbanan. But what type of money are we talking about? We're talking about deraisa dike money, the chazi lichi, which you deserve. Midiraisa means deraisa dike money. It's a doichik in the loshen and the ksuba. So that's why in the Svardish ksubas they never had it. Svardish ksubas, it always says the chazi lichi midirabbanan. Or it doesn't say anything. Doesn't say the chazi lichi, doesn't have to say chazi lichi midiraisa. In recent years, there was no contact between Sfaradim and Ashkenazim. In recent years in Eretz Yisrael, since Hakamas HaMedina, so they started using the same nusach for Sfaradim and Ashkenazim. And Chacham Avad Yosef is so touchy about this, why they're converting all the Sfaradim to become Ashkenazim. So he put up a whole world war. And he doesn't let them use an Ashkenazi ksuba for the Sfaradim. Okay. So, Hechzer HaTorah LeYoshni, he thinks that he's saving the pride of the Sfaradim by leaving out the one word in the ksuba. Sure. So they practice, they don't have. Rabbi Ben Chaim also says, in their ksubas they don't have chazi lichi midaraisa. Okay. Good. Different news. Yeah. Tosfos says a chiddush over here. What about ksuba salmona? We always assume ksuba salmona is meya zuz. Ksuba besula is masayim zuz. So we always think meya zuz is half the amount of masayim. 100 is half the amount of 200. So Tosfos raises an issue. But wait a minute. The ksuba salmona is for sure the rabbana. There's not even a machlokes satanayim. That for sure is only with the rabbana. So, but that's only with the rabbana. I ought to apply the rule kol kesef shel divrei is kesef medina. So the meya zuz that the almana gets, the meya zuz should not be one half the amount of the masayim, should be 1/16. Because the zuzim that you're working with to begin with are only 1/8 of the zuzim of kesef tzuri. The amount that a besula gets, Tosfos claims. Even if ksubas lav deraisa, but still it's in the chumash. It says kesef yishkel tamor absulas. So the amount that she gets is masayim zuz, kesef tzuri. And if you're going to say that the meya zuz that the almana gets is kesef medina because it was a event in the rabbana, so it comes out it's 1/16 the amount of the psula. That's not what it sounds like all over Shas. It sounds like the psula gets twice as much as the almana, not 1/16 the amount. So that's what Tosfos says. Tosfos says the chiddush quoted in Shulchan Aruch, different opinion. Ramah quotes different opinions. V'avagav k'ksubasa the rabbana neil hakpid ahad inok k'ksubasa. Tosfos says ksubas lav deraisa. When the Gemara uses the lashon ksuba deraisa, means ike ksuba. It doesn't mean ksuba deraisa. It's just a melitza. And then Tosfos thinks that even the money shel almana, which is purely lecholadei, is only the rabbanon's no makom chumish. That's half the amount of ksubas besula. It's not 1/16 the amount. There are more paskins not so. There are more paskins against this Tosfos. Amor paskins ksubas besula is kesef tzuri, ksuba salmona is kesef medina, so it's 1/16 the amount. So that's what the Rosh quotes, isn't it? Very much not b'mashma in all the Mishnayos, that the almona gets 1/16 the amount of the psula. Instead of saying she gets 1/2 the amount. So that's the machlokes. Tosfos says she gets half the amount, not 1/16. You have, for example, the obligation to rip kriya is only when someone dies, is only with the rabbanon. Whenever there's a suffix, so we go the kula. Suffix and hilchas kriya, you go the kula, because kriya is only with the rabbanon. it's a suffix bal tashchis, and even though kriya, the chiyuv to rip kriya is only with the rabbanon, but there is a chal Hashem ripping kriya on the level of the rice. It says the kain gadol, the god of lo yifrom, he's not allowed to rip kriya al ha-meis. If he rips for some other reason, that he's not in violation of the yisur of the god of lo yifrom. Kain gadol is only a violation if he rips kriya al ha-meis. So the Chumash does talk about an institution that was the practice, because Man Matan Tor, people used to rip kriya when a relative died. It happens that we paskin, a different opinion, we paskin ripping kriya. The chiyuv is only with the rabbon. But there is, the Chumash does talk about ripping kriya, and it does play a role sometimes in halacha. The god of leifrim, there's a separate law for the kain gadol, not to rip kriya alameis. Same over here, ksubas lav deraisa, but it's spoken of in the Chumash. The minig that they have is Man Matan Tor is the basis of the whole thing, that the oynes of the fata. It's chamishim shekel kesef. Almana, everyone holds only the rabbanon. Zubis almana for sure is the rabbanon, but nonetheless, Taisus holds that she collects 100 zuz kesef tzuri, not kesef medina. She collects kesef tzuri. Why? Because all over Shas, it sounds like the almana gets half the amount of the psula. So if you're going to say that she gets kesef medina, so it comes out that she's going to get 1/16 the amount. Every coin is 1/8 the amount, and she only gets 100, it's 1/16 the amount. Yeah, by an almana, everyone's ksuba says, the chazal lichem is the rabbana. The chazal lichem is the rabbana. Yeah, that's for sure. Yeah, usually we assume kol kesef shel divreyem kesef medina. Here there's a mishnah in Tzadik Amar Aleph, hatakeh lachaver nosin lo sela. And the Gemara has a shayla iboilahu. The first piece of Gemara in Tzadik on the base, right after the Mishnah iboilahu. It's not the next one. That was on Laman Vav on the base. Nosin lo sela, is that sela tzuri, sela medina. The Gemara comes out, kesef shel divreyem is kesef medina. On the next one, it says, Rav Yisai Glili says he pay mona. Rav Yisai Glili holds that he pay mona. Mona what? Is that mona kesef tzuri or mona medina? So the Gemara says, toshma, that's kesef tzuri. That's kesef tzuri. The first one, sela, is sela medina, the Gemara says. And the next one is kesef tzuri. So that's a Taisus says, isn't it? Taisus says, on Laman Vav, such a big discrepancy. The Gemara says it's Sela Medina. Rabbi Yudah says in the name of Rabbi Yisai Glili, you pay money, means 100 zuz, kesef tzuri. So what's the ratio here between one Sela Medina and 100 zuz? Kesef tzuri, 100 zuz kesef tzuri. Is how much again? 100 zuz kesef tzuri is 800 kesef medina, no? Is 800 zuz kesef medina, and sela medina is four zuz, so it's 200 to 1. 200 to 1, such a discrepancy. Hatakelach there, whatever that means. Rashi has two pshat. It means he hit him on the ear, or he blew shofar in his ear. He harmed the other guy. So he has to pay. Rashi says, this is how much he pays for boshes. Okay. So how much do you pay for boshes? So the Tanakhama says you pay sela. The Gemara says, on daf lamavavam and base, sela means sela medina. Kol kesef shel divreyem sela medina. And then Rabbi Yudah quotes the name of Rabbi Yosef Glili, you pay money. And the Gemara says, is it money tzuri, money medina? The Gemara says, money tzuri. Mana tzuri, he says, sela medina. So discrepancy 200 times the other one. So it's a total kerchak mizrach b'mayra. How can it be such a far-fetched, such a wide machlekes hatanoi? So Tosfos quotes Rabbi Netama, daf lamed vav, and maybe one is la'oni, one is la'oshir. Maybe the Tanakam is talking la'oni. Rabbi Yudah says, name Rabbi Yosef Lili la'oshir. The boshir says, hakol lefi amavayish amizbayish. So it's a different amount. That's what Tosfos suggests. So the Gemara here on Tzadik Amabes raises the question when it says in the Mishnah Mana, Rabbi Yudah says in the name Rabbi Yosef Glili Mana, who is Rabbi Yudah? Who is Rabbi Yudah in the Mishnah? Rabbi Yudah b'Rabbi Loi. Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi, who edited the Mishnah, is known as Rebbe. He doesn't go under the name Rabbi Yehuda. There's Rabbi Yudah Nisiyah. Rabbi Yudah Nisiyah was a grandson of Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi. He was the one who instituted the calendar. He was the one who was Matu Shemen Akum. He was a personality, a beauty in the sea. So the Gemara tells a story on Amun Beis, Toshma. There was once an Asik, also the Kami, the Rabbi Yudin Nisiyah. Rabbi Yudin Nisiyah was not Rabbi Yudin on us, and it's not Rabbi Yudin the Mishnah. It's a different Rabbi Yudin. Rabbi Yudin Nisiyah was an Amira. So he said, Ho'a, no'a, Rabbi Yosef, Lili, you have to pay monetsuri. So Gemara says, Shema mina monetsuri tonight. Yeah. What kind of a lashon is that? Ho'a, no'a, ho'a, Rabbi Yosef, Lili. What does that mean, ho'a, no'a? It's a funny lashon. So Gemara finally comes to the conclusion, Ho'a, no'a. I personally hold like Rabbi Yosef Lili. Rabbi Yosef Lili is quoted in the Mishnah saying that you got to pay mona. That's the Pirush Amilas. But first the Gemara didn't think that that's what it meant. So first the Gemara thought, Ho ano, here I am, I saw you be choyvo b'chaveiro. I was watching when you were choyvo. And Horeb, that's number one. So we don't need any more witnesses. I am a bezel. Lo teshmi gdor lemiria. And Ho Rabbi Yosef Lili, and Rabbi Yosef Lili holds that you have to pay money, 100 zuz, kesetzuri. So therefore, I'm paskening that you have to pay. So the Gemara raises the question of Einaid Nasadai. How can it be if that's Shad Ho'an Noha Rabbi Yosef Lili? I was watching, and the din is like Rabbi Yosef Lili. I was watching. Is that good enough? Don't we have a principle Einaid Nasadai that if the person is the witness, he himself cannot serve as a dai? So the Gemara answers, no, it's not true. There is no such thing. Einaid Nasadain, there is a din. Einaid Nasadain is only applicable for Ur Balailo. If the Riyah was not Betoiras Riyas Bezdin, there's no Kviyas Yeshivas Bezdin Balailo. But if it would be Ra'u Bayom, and there is a Kviyas Yeshivas Bezdin Bayom, so you have a Riyas Bezdin, so you don't have to have a Haggadah Seidus. And the only time you say Einaid Nasadain is if the fella has to function as an aid. But over here, he doesn't have to function as an aid. He's functioning as a Dayan. Riyas, if Ra'u Bayom, that's called Riyas HaBezin, because the person can function, Rabbi Yudin Nisiyah can function as a Bezin. So therefore, there's no psul of Einaid Nasadayin, just the reverse. There's a rule, Leiteshmir Gedoy Lemiriyah. If I listen, if the Bezin listens to the witnesses who had Riyas HaMaisa, and they transfer over their Riyas HaMaisa to the Bezin, so certainly good if the Bezin themselves had the Riyas HaMaisa. Leiteshmir Gedoy Lemiriyah. The din always requires that you have to have Riyas HaMaisa. That's the pasuk Oro O Yoda in Lo Yagid Venas Avona. The Gemara asks in the end of Baba Basra, what do you mean? What do you need Oro O Yoda? What do you need Riyah? Let's say a person is deaf, but he can hear. A person is deaf, he can hear. He can recognize people's voices. He's sitting carrying on a conversation. Reuben, Shimon, Levi, they're all sitting together with the blind man. And Reuben says, I admit that I owe you a... Shimon says to Reuben, you know, you owe me $1,000. What's with the money? He says, yeah, I owe you $1,000. I just have to make out a check. I forgot to bring a check. He's moided to the tviya of Shimon. He's moided that he owes him the money. And the blind man, the summa, is sitting and listening. He knows, he's been talking for the last hour with all the people over here. He knows that's Reuben, Shimon, Levi. He knows that with a tviya seinah dekola. He recognizes them. So then the next day, Reuben denies that he owes the money to Shimon. And the blind man comes and he testifies in court. The Gemara says, not acceptable. I bet he has a tefiyah saying that they call him. The Gemara says, no. And the Rashbam says, why is it so impossible? Because the Gzeres HaKosov, Oro, O Yoda. You have to have Davka Riyah Samais. The Halacha requires Riyah Samais. Rashi and Chumash quotes from the Medrash in Parshas, where is it? And by Migdal Bovel. Where is Migdal Bovel? Parshas Noach. Noach. So it says, Vayere Rashem Liris is Migdal. The Rashi says, "Vayeri Hashem alamei." The bezin shouldn't pass him without riyas hamais. You always have to have riyas hamais. Either you need riyas edim, or you have to have riyas hadayanim. If you have, if all 23 dayanim see the way Reuben killed Shimon, so if they were watching, if it was Reu balayla, if Reuben killed Shimon at night, so there's no yeshivas bezin balayla. So that's riyas edis. That's not called riyas bezin. But if Hargu bayom, if Reu bayom. So then you have a Riyas Bezin. So then you don't have to have Haggadah Seidus. That's the rule. Lo teishmiya gedoy lemiriya. The Bezin is going to listen to what the Edom say, that they had a Riyas HaMaisa. So the Bezin is considered as if they've satisfied the requirement of Riyas HaMaisa by listening to the Edom. So it's certainly more so, it's a Kal v'chaymer, that it's certainly better if the Bezin had the direct Riyas HaMaisa. That's the Gemara's Loshon. Lo teishmiya Gedoyla Meiria. What do you mean? Because the Shmiya carries over the Riyas HaMaisa of the Edom to the Bezin. So if the Bezin has their own Riyas HaMaisa, it's better. But the Shmiya Gedoyla Meiria. The Gemara quotes Rav Tarfon's opinion.
Rashi earlier, Rikveiras and Rashi and Pevav. Rashi seems to be mashma. If he saw, but then he was in Stama, then he could be made. It's just a practical word that anytime a Summa didn't see, that he's not able to be made.
Aha, that's against the Gemara. The Gemara said the Farish and Bava Basra, that even if he had a Riyas HaMaisa, but now he's blind, so Summa is a Psul Aguf. Yeah, even if there was a Riyas HaMaisa. It's also based on the pasuk. Yeah, how can you see both dinim from the same pasuk? I don't know. You see two dinim from the pasuk. Number one, that you need Riyas HaMaisa, and number two, you see that Asuma is pasulayus. It's a good question. How can you derive both from one lashon or raw or yada? I don't know. But that's what we assume, that there are two dinim. There's a din that Asuma is pasul even if he had Riyas HaMaisa, even if he saw it originally, became blind after the Riyas HaMaisa. And then there's another din, or raw yada, that the Riyas HaMaisa is crucial al pi din. The Gemara has a din. Mark explains in the, towards the end of Bava Basra. Let's say if an aide saw Halvo at the time that he's related to the Malva and the Vaiva, and then later on, by the time he comes to testify in Bezin, he's no longer related. He was married to someone's sister and they got divorced, the wife died, so he's no longer related. He was a Korb in Esrachik. He used to be a relative, now he's no longer a relative. So the Gemara says that it's not acceptable. He has to be Kosher B'Shas Riyas HaMaisa. Has to be kosher b'shas ha'agada. Why does he have to be kosher b'shas riyas ha'maisa? The halacha requires riyas ha'maisa. The requirement. It's not just if you didn't see, how can you testify? How do you know what happened? Even if you do know what happened, but the riyas ha'maisa was b'paslos, you were a korev at that time, he was a ganef at that time, and then he did shuva, that's also not acceptable. You have to have dafke riyas ha'maisa. So that's a good question. How can you learn out two dinim from the same pasuk, or raw, you learn out one din that suma is unable to see now, so he's postulated, even if he saw the story when he was still able to see. He became blind after the Riyas HaMaisa. Then, so the Chora tells you, Psul Summa. Then you learn out from the same phrase, Ora, that we require Riyas HaMaisa. If Tchilas of the Psul, the Sefer of the Kashrus, is not acceptable. How can you learn out two dinim from the same Psul? That's a good Kash. I don't know. That is a good Kash. So fundamentally, the din really is that
the Rishonim will assume that Tchilas of the Psul, the Sefer of the Kashrus, let's say the Sigma of Vassar by the Shutzman, by the Sefer Torah.
Yeah.
You assume that you were in Ogeya. So not necessarily that you need Tchilas of the Kashas, you just can't have Tchilas of the Psula.
That's a machlokes, whether you need Tchilas of the Hechsher or just Tchilas of the Paslas. But if it's neither Kashan nor Pasla, he didn't have a shame made at all, he was a Baldova. So that's a machlokes in Rishon. But they all agree that there is a halachic category of Tchilas of Riyas HaMaisa. The Shas Riyas HaMaisa, if he's possible, is not acceptable. There is Adach of Riyas HaMaisa. So that's what the Gemara has over here, that there is a din. Avein Eid Nasa Dain, but that din is superseded by the din of Lo Teshmi Gdol HaMiriyah. But the Shmig Dol HaMiriyah is Ifrohu Bayom. So the Riyas HaMaisa was done by the Bezin. You don't always require Riyas Eidim. Riyas Eidim with Hagodah B'Bezin is a lower level of Riyas HaMaisa. If the Bezin himself saw the Riyas HaMaisa, if it was Bayom and there's a Hechsher Bezin, so then the Riyas Bezin is better than the Riyas Eidim. That's what Gemara says. Like the Shmig Dol HaMiriyah. And if it was Ruhu Balaylo, so the Riyas was B'Torah Eidim. There is no Kfiyas Yeshiva's Bezin Balaylo. So then you have to have B'Torah Eidim. So then you say, Ein Eid Nasa Dain. Yeah. Rabbi Akiva is of the opinion, Minayin lebezin shiro be'echad shahargas ha'nefesh. Let's say it was Bayom. Someone murdered someone else Bayom, and all the 23 members of the Bezin are watching. Rabbi Akiva says, based on a pasuk, Lo yumas haratzech ad omdo lefnei ho'edo la'mishpot. Even though there was a Riyad Bezin, all 23 members of the Sanhedrin watched the murder, it cannot be done in the fashions based on this Gzeres HaKosuv. Aram Deluf Nehoi De La Mishpat, you have to take them to a different Bezin. Why do you have to take them to a different Bezin? That's what Tosfos quotes here. And Tzadik Amid Beis, Tosfos quotes from Makkas Daf Yud Beis. What it has in parentheses, Makkas Daf Yud Beis, and then keep on it. And I'm the Sanhedrin, Shiro B'Yachad Shargas HaNev, Shemi Mismos HaMiyad, HaChamad B'Bezin Acher. He has to go in the presence of a different Bezin. The Gemara explains why, Taisa says. The Gemara in Rosh Hashanah explains the reason for Rabbi Akiva is the Hitzilah Ha'eda. If all the 23 members of the Bezin watched the way Reuven murdered Shimon, so Sula Chazal Eschusa, they're not going to be interested in being Mahapech Bischusa. So the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, Dav Chavav, is explaining this Gzeris HaKosov of Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva says that in Makkah's Dav Yibbez, based on a Pasuk Aram Dalachnei Dala Mishpat, they have to take them to a different Bezin. Why do you have to take them to a different Bezin? What happened to the Din of Leit Eshmig Dele Maria? The answer is that this is an exception to the rule Rabbi Akiva holds. In the case of Din and Fashas, Sulo Chazal Eschusov, he wouldn't want them to serve as members of the Bezin. Rabbi Tarfon and Ardaf doesn't agree with Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Tarfon was an older contemporary of Rabbi Akiva. He says, if Ravuhu Balaila, if all 23 were watching the murder of Balaila, so Mikzasim Nasim Dayanim, Mikzasim Nasim Edim, they're not afraid. How can it be Mikzasim Nasim Dayanim? They watched the murder, they watched the act of murder, so they're not going to be Mahapach Bisklusim. Rabbi Tarfon is not worried about that. But Rabbi Akiva disagrees. Rabbi Akiva holds that even if Ra'u Bayom, Mikra Din, you should really say, it's a special din, you have to be Mahapach Bischusai, so we require that you should go to a different business. What is the source of this din? What is the source of this halacha of Ein Eid Nasadayim that the Gemara is talking about? That if Ra'u Balaylo, so there's a Riyah cannot function with Torah's Riyah's Bezin, there's not Kviyas Yeshiva's Bezin Balaylo. So the Riyah has to be Bataris Riyah Seidim, so since they're going to have to testify as Eidim, so they cannot serve later on as Dayan. What's the marker for this? There is a famous Tosfos on Tzadik and Mebeis, the long Tosfos, they give three different opinions. The one opinion of Tosfos is that it's based on a pasuk. V'yom d'shnei ha'anoshim asher lohem hariv l'fnei Hashem. So the Gemara darshins, V'yom d'shnei ha'anoshim elu ha'edim. Asher lohem hariv elu badidinim. L'fnei Hashem elu ha'dayon. So you see from the pasuk, Biyomdu, that the Baledinim and the Eidim have to be Bamida, and the Bezin should be Yeshiva. That's the Mashmah. The Bezin should sit, and the witnesses should stand. So the Mashmah of the Pasuk is that Ein Eid Nasadai. You have to have different roles filled up by different people. You can't have the same person functioning as an Eid and at the same time functioning as a Dai. So that's one opinion in Tosfos. The reason for the Halacha of Ein Eid Nasadai is based on that Pasuk. So it sounds like you have to have different people to serve as the Shnei HaNoshim, the Eidim, and different people serve as the Dayan. Another opinion in Tosfos is that it's not acceptable, Ein Eid Nasadayin, is because it'll turn out to be an Eid Shi at Yochel Azimah. Why is it going to be an Eid Shi at Yochel Azimah? Because if the Bezin is going to pass them based on their own Haggadah Seidus, so lo yirtzeh lekabel hazama al atzma, they're not going to want to be mekabel hazama to be mechayev themselves. They won't be able to. So since lo yirtzeh lekabel hazama al atzma, either lo yirtzeh some rishonim write a lashon, or einim yichodim lekabel hazama al atzma, they're valid dvarim, they can't. So that's called eidishi at yochel hazima. It has to be eidish at yochel hazima bebezn zeh. Then Tosfos says, wait a minute, how can that be? What's the din if you have eidim akroivim? So we know eidim akroivim is no good. Which Edom HaKroivim are no good? The Edom always have relatives. They're always Kroivim to somebody. No. Edom HaKroivim is either Zel or Zeh. If the witnesses are related to each other, two brothers, a father and a son, that's not acceptable. Or if the Edom, one or both of the Edom HaKroivim to the Baledin. What if the Edom HaKroivim to the Bezdin? What if the Edom HaKroivim to the members of the Bezdin? So Tosfos assumes that it is acceptable, that it's kosher. There's nothing wrong with it. The Rif in Sanhedrin, in the Sugya of Kroivim, quotes from the Talmud Yerushalmi that that's not acceptable. And that Rif, B'Shem HaYerushalmi, is quoted in Shulchan Aruch, in Chayish Mishpat, that if the Eidim HaKroivim to the Dayanim, it's not acceptable. And Yerushalmi learns it out from the Drasha, from the Pasuk, when they establish the Din, the Yom Sa'avus Abbanim, Abbanim Yom Sa'alavais. So Yerushalmi darshans everything out from the Pasuk. Eidim HaKroivim to the Dayanim is not acceptable. So somehow Tosfos was not aware of that Yerushalmi. They're working on the assumption that that's certainly acceptable. Eidim HaKroivim the Dayanim never says explicitly in the Bavli it's no good. So Tosfos assumes that it is good. So they're bothered with the kasha, but it's going to be Eidish Yatiyochel HaZimah. The Bezin cannot be Mekabel Hazama against their Kroivim. If the Bezin is related to the Eidim, if the Eidim HaKroivim the Dayanim, so isn't that also Eidish Yatiyochel HaZimah? The Bezin, Eidim HaKroivim Mekabel Hazama al Kroivim. If you'll be Mekabel Hazama on the Kroivim, then you're parceling up the Kroivim. So the Bezin is functioning against their Kroivim, so you can't do that. So what's the answer? Tosfos assumes it's certainly acceptable. Eidim HaKroivim Dayanim is certainly acceptable. because they never heard of this Yerushalmi that's quoted in the Shulchan Aruch. The Rif Bishem HaYerushalmi. So Taisel said, it's good, so I let it always be Eidim HaKarim Dayam, should always be Eidim Shehati Ochel Azima. The Taisel says, no! Who says it has to be Eidim Shehati Ochel Azima BeBezden Zeh? This Bezden has the right to be Mekabel Eidim. If it's Shehati Ochel Azima, Bezden Shehiyah Bo'ilom. The world, they're allowed about the Dinim. So as long as it's Eidim Shehati Ochel Azima, Bezden Shehiyah. So that's good enough. That's called Eidim Shehati Ochel Azima. So Taisel says, who are the Nami over here? What do you say? That Ein Eid Nasa Dayin. Why not? Because the Bezin cannot, would not want to be Mekabel Hazam against themselves, or they cannot be Mekabel Hazam against themselves. You go to another Bezin and you get Mekabel Hazam against the why do you call that Eidim Shehati Ochel Azima? So that's why Tosfos rejects that. So then Tosfos gives a third opinion, the Rashbam. Now the Rashbam said the Mokar is beyond the Shnei Hanoshim, the Shnei Hashem. Different people for this role, different people for that role. Then Tosfos says, V'yod Pirish V'itam Acher. It's a third reason. That's what the Tzais quotes this long Tosfos. The three opinions in Tosfos for the Mokar of Ein Eid Nasadak. So Tosfos quotes, V'od Pirish V'itam Acher. The Mokar of the din is a pasuk in Yerusha. It says, V'hoya b'yom hanchila is bon aves ha-shiyah lo. When the father is about to die and he gives over the Yerusha, V'yuchal abaka is benu ahuva, al p'nei bar asnua ha-pchor, ki as ha-pchor ben asnua yakil, losis lo pishnaim, v'chol ha-shiyim ha-tzilo. So the pasuk talks about the father not cheating the pchor from his pishnaim that he's entitled to. So the pasuk uses an expression biyom hanchilu asbana. So the Gemara says biyom v'lo balayla, that the din of Yerusha only applies in the daytime, not at night. So the Gemara says, what does that mean? If a man dies at night, his property becomes hefker. Only if you die in the daytime, the money goes Yerusha. Whoever dies at night, it's like a ger shemes vein lo yarshim, his property becomes hefker and it doesn't go Yerusha. The Gemara says that's absurd. You have to know when the guy died in order to know whether the din of Yerusha sets in. That's ridiculous. Yerusha is a din of Mammon is digging din. How can it be? It depends whether it's daytime or night. Mar says no. There's one aspect in Hilchas Yerusha that only applies by Yom and not by Laila. What is that aspect? Oh, so the Gemara says in Baba Basra din, Shloshi shenichnasu bevaker es ha-chayla. Three people go to the hospital to visit the chayla on his deathbed. And the chayla is making a tzavo, his chayla nechasim al-pif. He says, I have 9 children. I want this child to get this, and this child should get that, and this one should get this. So that's the pasuk. The pasuk says, "Biyom hanchilo esbonu beisa shiya lo." What does it mean? "Biyom hanchilo esbonu." What kind of a lotion? He's about to give over the Yerusha. What do you mean he gives over? He kicks the bucket, and then the Yerusha goes by itself. He doesn't do anything. The Mirish doesn't do anything. So the Gemara says, no. The Mishnah quotes the Tana. Who's there? Mishnah quotes the Tana that you see from that pasuk. You see from that pasuk. Hatar nasna rishus lav lahanchil lechol miyusha yitzur. Rabbi Yochanan ben Broicha. Rabbi Yochanan ben Broicha learns after that pasuk. Hatar nasna rishus lav lahanchil lechol miyusha yitzur. Mishnah kuflamad amaralach and yeshner. What does it mean? So the Gemara says if he has bein ben abban. Let's say I have 3 sons. So I want to pick out. One son doesn't need my money. The other 2 sons can use a little Yerusha. So I say, these 2 sons should get 50-50 each. And I leave out the 3rd son. So that's what it says in the Pasuk. Hanchilu azbana. Hatar nasna rishus lav lahanchil lecham ishir. So the father, before he dies, has the right to make a tzavor. Let's say he'll make a tzavor. He has 3 sons and 6 daughters. He wants to leave an equal share to the daughters as to the sons. So the daughters are not aligned to get anything. When he has sons and daughters, the sons get all the Yerusha, the daughters get nothing. So the 3 sons who are in line to get Yerusha, each one's going to get 1/3. So I can say instead of getting 1/3, 1/3, 1/3, he should get 1/2, he should get 1/2. I just left out the 3rd son who doesn't need any money. So sure, that's Rabbi Yechimah Breakers did. But if I'm going to say the daughters should get an equal share with the sons, I have the 9 children, the 6 daughters and the 3 sons, everyone should get 1/9. So the halacha doesn't give him the ability to do that. Because the daughters are not in line to get anything. If a child is in line to get something, he's in line to get 1/3, I say instead of only getting 1/3, let him get 1/2. The other son also, instead of 1/3, 1/2. The male, the 3rd son, will be left out. But if you pick Mishaina Roy Liarsha, someone is Bechlal not in line to get Yerusha. Abbas b'makam barim or Acher b'makam barais, a total stranger. So then the Torah does not give the right to the father. So the Torah does, there is a din of tzavot. The Torah does to Rishus la'av la'anchil. The Chom Misha Yerza. The Gemara is not sure whether that din der raisa only applies when he's a Shechid Mira, or even before he becomes a Shechid Mira. So that's a Sofik in Shulchan Aruch. Usually the din of Matan Shechid Mira King Surin, v'chemisurin dami, that's only a din mederabanan. But here we're talking about a din deraisa of Yerushin. So the din deraisa of Tzavoa, the father, Hatorah nasta mishus la'av l'hanche v'chomisha yirtze, Torah gives the father the right to determine a little bit of Tzavoa. So the Gemara's mesupin, maybe it's only when the father is a shchimer. Maybe if he's perfectly healthy, maybe the din doesn't apply. That's what by us, the people make out a will years before they die, so that's it's questionable whether it's valid. That's an Ibai Leib Sheet anymore. It's a Safik and Shulchan Aruch. Whether the will that's made before the father was in the state, before the Morish was in the state of being a Shchimira, is that a valid will or not? In the Rabbanan it's valid. Sometimes, maybe. But the Rabbanan will be valid. But in our Torah, it could be that it's not even valid at all. So Nachamal said, this is the Gemara Baba Basa, Kufyu Dalit, where the Gemara says a story. Three people went to visit the sick man in the hospital, and the man made a tzavoya. He has three sons and six daughters, and he wants the two sons to get 50-50 each, and leave out the third son, and the daughters get nothing. And then the guy dies. Then the chayla in the hospital dies. The three people who went to visit him are not related to each other, and they're not related to the children, they're not related to anybody over here. Three strangers. So the Gemara says, whatever they want, rotza koisvim, rotza oisim din. If they want, they can testify, they can function as Aiden, and say, oh, but what happened? That the man made a tzavor? And if they want, rotza oisim din, they can paskin the din. So that halacha, that rotza oisim din, if they want to, they can paskin the halacha, that only applies, shlosh shnichnas in the vakres achele, if it was bayom. That biyom hanchilos bana, bayom atam apel nachlos, viatam apel nachlos balayim. So the Gemara said, that's absurd. What do you mean by Yom Velo Balayla? I mean, you mean to say that if a man dies by Laila, there's no Yerusha? That's out of the question. You mean to say you have to draw the lots in the daytime? If you're going to draw lots at night times, that's out of the question. It doesn't make sense. It means this din. Shloshe shenichnu selevakar esachar lerotzo osin din. If they want to, they can paskin the din. They can paskin shal. That Reuben and Shimon get 50% each and Levi gets nothing. If they want rotzo osin din. So that Allah only applies if Rauhu by Yom. But if Ruhu Balaila, and they cannot function as there's no yeshiva's bezin balayla, they can't be kaveh yeshiva's bezin balayla. So what are you going to say? They have to function as Edim. When it comes tomorrow, they'll have to function as Edim. Then the halacha sets in that ain't Eid Nasadai. So that's the Oid Pirishvi. The Ri says maybe that's the mocker for the din of ain't Eid Nasadai. Because the pasuk says, Biyom Hanchila Bayom Balo Balaila, and it means this case. The shloshe shnichnas of the vaker es achayla ratzo osim din is only by yom and not by laila, because veruhu by yom is a riyas bezin, ruhu by laila is riyas edim. There is no yeshiva's bezin by laila. So if it's a riyas edim, then they have to function as edim. And then it's ein edim nasa
dan. What about
so bikur chol on Shabbos Sunday? Okay, there is bikur chol on Shabbos Sunday.
So let's say three go to
the vaker
of 11,
then
so Shabbos.
I'll go. They're not going to be done today on Shabbos. Let's say they'll be done on Mitzvah on Sunday in the daytime. They'll be done. They had the Riyas Beznan on Shabbos. I mean, there's an Issa to convene on Beznan on Shabbos, even though they're not going to paskin anything. Just to have a Riyas HaBeznan. Riyas HaMais also not allowed. I don't know about that. You're not allowed to convene a Beznan, let's say, to be Megayra Ger. You're not Megayra Ger on Shabbos because you need a Bezdin. You're not Kaveh Bezdin. It's going to do something. But just to have a Riyas Bezdin, and then based on the Riyas Bezdin on Shabbos, to Paskin the entire on Sunday, it probably would be okay. They're not doing anything as a Bezdin. They just did Riyas Bezdin. So passively, they're functioning as a Bezdin in a very passive fashion. Anyway, these are famous Tosfos. The three opinions in Tosfos, what is the Mokra for the Din of Ein Eid Nasad Dain? It's because it's Eid Shiyat Yochala Hazimah. Most of the Baal HaTais rejected that. They hold that doesn't make any sense. Because Yechal Mekabel HaZom Ben Bez Nacher, who says that the din requires that it has to be Eidush at Yochel HaZim HaBosa Bez. Then the other two suggestions of Tais were not based on Svar, based on Xeris HaKosuv. So one said, the Rashbam said, based on Xeris HaKosuv. Of Yom Deshnei HaAndashim Lefnei Hashem, you see that we need two different people sitting, two different people standing. See that they're not the same people. And the third suggestion was that it's based on Xeris HaKosov of Biyom HaNechilo Espana, Biyom Elo Balaylo, and that pasuk is alluding to Shloshe Shenichnas in the Makres HaChoyla. Nichnas Silavaka Sachala Balaila did not clear Sishiva Zerazim Balaila. Okay, maybe we'll stop here. We left out, there's a famous thesis on Pei Tesam and Aleph, the second half of the thesis. A gigantic thesis, the second half of the thesis. We have to speak a little bit about Rameir Shita.